be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I want to start off with a little offer to all of you. Now, you know, 4 years ago, when Father Mull and I came here, there was a rumor going around that the old St. Francis School is going to be renovated, made into apartments. You heard that 4 years ago. It's still the way it is. You know, nothing's changed. So, here's the deal. If you'd like to move in right now, no rent. No rent. Now, of course, the roof's leaking. I'm sure there are mice, dust, asbestos, no utilities, but no rent. Any takers? I mean, let's face it, we'd be a fool to move into some place like that. The building's falling apart. It's a beautiful building, but without some kind of renovation, it's going to fall apart. So maybe, maybe not, it'll be renovated, I don't know. But I use that image to get to our readings today, because just as that physical building is meant to house people, just as it was meant to be a school, we are a holy dwelling place of God. And what kind of a building are we? What kind of stones are we in God's edifice, in his body, in his kingdom? Are we playing our proper role by fitting where we are called to fit? Jesus is the cornerstone, so the foundation is secure. But each of us is a stone or a brick created by God specifically to fill a particular gap in the kingdom, in his holy dwelling place. Now, in the Old Testament, there was the temple in Jerusalem. It no longer exists. We have this physical temple, this church, in which we worship, but we are the perfect dwelling places of God. That's amazing. We're perfect dwelling places of God, and we become that through baptism. So we're going to have a new stone added to our edifice today. William James, through baptism, will be sort of chiseled a little bit so that he can be put into the holy temple of God. And he will be a holy temple of God, just as all of us through baptism are part of the kingdom of God. And through baptism, in a very special way, our lives change. They're reoriented. They are stamped with the image of Jesus Christ so that we can fulfill the obligations that God gives us as his holy dwelling place. And the obligations, of course, are all about going out and proclaiming the gospel. And that may mean to do that, we draw people by feeding them, clothing them, giving them shelter, but most importantly, telling them it's all about Jesus Christ. So in baptism, in a very real sense, God owns us, he buys us, and he bought us, of course, when we were created, but through his death and resurrection, through the shedding of his blood, he has paid the ransom for us so that we are freed from the power of sin and death and become his holy people, his holy dwelling place. So again, in the Old Testament, we have the temple, we have the Ark of the Covenant that was in the temple, which held the tablets with the Ten Commandments on it. That's where the Jews believed God was dwelling the most. Well, that's no longer around, but we are. So we are Arks of the Covenant. We are tabernacles, just like the one over there. In fact, we're more precious than that tabernacle over there that's made of wood and metal. We're made of flesh. We are tabernacles, we are Arks of the Covenant, we are stones created by God to build up his holy dwelling. And so the question is, what kind of a building are we? What kind of a stone are we? What kind of light are we giving off as we do what we're called to do as baptized followers of Jesus Christ? Are we allowing ourselves to fall apart like the old St. Francis school? Or are we doing what we need to do to be healthy and holy? Because that's what we were created to be, healthy, holy dwelling places of the Almighty God, so that when we go out of this building, we bear in our flesh Jesus Christ. And that happens through any of the sacraments. Jesus comes to be part of us. Most spectacularly, of course, in the Eucharist, because we eat his very flesh and blood, which becomes part of our flesh and blood. But in baptism, in ordination, in marriage, in all the sacraments, Christ in a very special way comes into us and transforms us and strengthens us so that we can be appropriate dwelling places of the Most High God. Think of that. Think of that. They said that the temple that Solomon first built and then was destroyed, rebuilt, and then Herod the Great rebuilt again, it was supposed to be spectacular. All types of beautiful marble. The walkways had designs in them. There was gold leaf on the side of the temple. Spectacular. Well, we're more spectacular because we were made in the image and likeness of God. So we are very, very special dwelling places of God, made in his image and likeness according to his blueprint. So do we live as good stones, good bricks, holy dwelling places of God? So for all of us, we need to go back to our baptisms and say, okay, that's when it began. What have I done to make sure that I maintain me as a building, as a dwelling place of God? What have I failed at? How have I become decrepit so that I need renovation? I need divine renovation. Am I taking the sacraments and using them so that I can be holy? Now, last week we had a number of children who for the first time received the body and blood of Jesus Christ. So they're on their way to becoming holy dwelling places in a very spectacular way. So if you received your first communion next week, would you stand, those children who received their first communion? Put your hands up. Okay, congratulations. And today they're going to receive the body and blood of Christ again, because that's how they become beautiful, beautiful dwelling places of God. But it's open to all of us. And we need to work with one another to make sure that we're supporting one another in our growth as beautiful dwelling places of God. And not just for our sake, but so that we can show Jesus Christ off in the world. So when people look at us, they're going to notice something that stands out in the world that can be traced back to Jesus Christ. So that when they ask us, what's going on in your life that you do this or that, or you don't get involved in that kind of evil, we can say, I'm at the dwelling place of God. That's what dwelling places of God do. They do what is good, they avoid what is evil. So we're going to pray for William James as he becomes one of those building blocks in the temple of God. But we're all building blocks in the holy temple. We are holy temples. Think of that. Holy, precious temples of God. So here God's feeding us with his word, with his body and blood, but it's up to us to make sure that we maintain the temple that is us, so that we can not only live a holy life, but take that holy life into the world and show other people what it's all about. In that first reading, it said that the church grew by thousands of people. That's because the apostles were out there showing that they were holy temples. And then those people who joined the church were baptized. They too became blocks in the kingdom of God. That's what we are. We succeed the apostles and all those who have gone before us. So it's up to us to make sure that the building that God is creating, that holy temple, that kingdom, is powerful and beautiful and strong, because it's founded on Christ, and it's up to us to make sure that it continues to be holy and beautiful as a sign of Christ's desire for all men and women to be part of his kingdom.